The phone?
Blog Talk Radio.
DJ Big Stu. DJ Big Stu.
I rock the house because I rock the party. We in the building. How we doing this? Beef Stew Radio, rocking hard. I just want to say, everybody, welcome to another hot show. Another great show. We doing it because we're doing it when we're doing it. Because if we ain't got to do it, we won't do it. You dig what I'm saying? We do what we do because we do what we do. Now, y'all know I like bugging out with y'all. Y'all know I like having fun with y'all. I come here just to bug out. Just to bug out with y'all. Just to let y'all know what it is. I am the great DJ Big Bizzle, a.k.a. DJ Big Stu. Rocking real hard. Got a lot of new music for y'all. Got some more joints for y'all. Underground from the crew. Hellgate. Got that new Ray Vaughn joint. Money Mayhem and Murder. Definitely got that money, murder and mayhem. Let me correct myself. Got that joint. I'm gonna play that joint coming up for y'all. Was that the Showboat Classic Team Beast Through Radio, man? We lost by 1 point, man. We lost to the Showboat Classic Team. Which make me a winner either way. Because I don't, but you know. But I wanted my new team to win. You know what I'm saying? I want the Beast Through Radio team to win. Now, you know I'm a part of the Showboat Classic, so, you know, when Showboat wins, I win. But that's Big Boo Squad. Shout out to my partner, Big Boo. Homies won. Fair and square. You know, it was a good game. Me and my crew, we should have pulled it out. We didn't. We were supposed to, but we didn't. But it's all good. Because this is how you learn how to do what you do when you do what you do. I got a lot of cats that I'm going to play today, man. Play some of the homeboy Gia Connor. That's the homeboy. Play a few dudes, man. Play some Hayes. My dude down with Filthy Rich Records. You know what I'm saying? Money Team. Play that I Won't Hurt You joint. You know who that is. It's me and my man Mo Money. JC Mo is in the building. Gonna hit you with some of JC Mo today. Hit y'all with some new joints, man. Because what we do in Beast Through Radio, man, we rocking. But I, you know, also all the time, you know, I give y'all some information, man. Well, the first thing I want to do is talk about the Trayvon Martin case. I want y'all to hit me up on Facebook and let me know how y'all feel about that. We all been keeping up with the Trayvon Martin case, trying to see what's going on with that. A lot of us is disappointed, but actually they was going in on George Zimmerman today. So, you know, gotta just keep our fingers crossed and hope justice prevails. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of people trying to make gun laws with this, man. And this doesn't have nothing to do with gun laws. This has something to do with a life that was taken. Nobody's saying take your gun laws and just saying that this wasn't a fair thing, you know? And by no means. And I don't think the city's going to rest. You know what I'm saying? I think this got to be one of the things that justice have to really be served. You know, I'm just being honest, man. If you don't serve justice on this, it could be a problem. Think about them. Well, we got a lot of things, man. We're talking about a lot of people today, man. I tell y'all all the time because there's a lot of stuff be happening on every day, man. Well, like I said, on my little team, shout out to my son, Darnell. Coach, great kid. My son is a great kid. He's coaching. He's playing basketball. He's becoming a great leader. I'm so proud of him. You know, that's what you hope before you leave this earth, that you raise a, when you have a son, you hope you to raise him to be a good man. So far, my oldest son, is definitely a good young man, you know. He's definitely growing up, definitely proud of him in the way his footsteps and the way he's walking, carrying himself. He definitely holds himself down in a real mature manner, real, you know, real dude, man. You gotta love him. Knowing that, when you a pops, man, you can't do nothing but love your boy. Like, I love my little man on that, man. Like, my little man was holding it down on that. Like, for real, little man. Like, you know, he's not even a little man no more. He's a big man. That's the bug part about it. He's taller than me. You know what I'm saying? My son's 17 years old, taller than me, man. A little huskier than me. You know what I'm saying? My little son's going to be tall. Because he's taller than both of us already. But, you know, we got some joints, man. I'm going to play my boy, Bangham Smurf. Got to get some new stuff on Bangham Smurf. I got some new stuff from Blood Raw, too. You know what I'm saying? I was, my system was down for a second. So I was getting new joints from a lot of cats, man. I couldn't play them. I got a lot of new music. You know what I mean? Like, I tell you, I get 3,000 songs about a month. That's crazy, right? But that's real talk. I get like 3,000 songs a month, man. A lot of DJs wish they had it like that. You know what I mean? And I, you know how I do it, y'all. I fucks with the new artists. I fucks with the new niggas. I like to play the new niggas. I like to be the first. You know, they say, yo, I was hearing him rock on Big Stu joint a long time ago. That's what I feel. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I love all the new dudes, the dudes that's out there, the Lil Wayne, the Futures. You know, I fucks with that. But, you know, also, real talk, you know, you want to be able to play some of the new people. Well, I'm going to get into that Ray Vaughn joint, man. I've been promising my dude Ray Vaughn. My persistence was down. But we're going to start throwing this right here in rotation. This is Ray Vaughn, the legendary Ray Vaughn from Magnificent Seven. You know what I'm saying? One of the first cats to put it down on the Harlem MC tip back in the 70s, man. The late 70s. Back when Sugar Hill and all that, you know what I mean? Sugar Hill gang. Ray Vaughn was holding Ray Vaughn, Johnny Wild Ray Vaughn, Magnificent Seven, Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde, Master Don, Death Committee, a few other cats touring down the east side, rocking Louie Lou, DJ Louie Lou, shout out to Louie Lou, Elmo, DJ K Slay, back then a young DJ KG, Dollar Bill, you know what I'm saying? Was holding it down for the east side of Harlem. So we're going to do this one right here for my man Ray Vaughn, legendary Ray Vaughn. I must say that, M7, Magnificent 7. This is the Money Murder Mayhem joint, y'all. Beach to Radio.
It's your boy Ray Vaughn, the legend. Back up in the build. M7, I'm a grind on that. About that life. You know what I mean? Who's keep talking to me about that life? It ain't easy, though. Trust me. Doing this for a minute. Every day I rise, open up my eyes. I'm greeted by the same shit. I'm caught up on the same mix. It's like I'm standing on the same block, trying to flip the same brick. Knee deep up in the struggle. My life's like a circus. All the shit I got to juggle. Working on two jobs, plus I still got to hustle. Run around in circles, trying to find my purpose. Instead of going ham, but I'm wondering if it's worth it. Don't expect my life to be perfect, but damn, it's like a maze. Smoking loud and haze, sipping on that yak, it's got my head clouded for days. Feeling like a slave, I know I need to change. Maybe find a church and hope my soul can be saved. Cause out in my peripheral, I think I see my grave. But what am I to do? To the game, I gotta stay true. I hustle hard, I trust in God, and hope it pulls me through.
Dear Lord,
about. Don't get involved in this life unless you plan on going all out. The same ones you're parted with, the one you trust the most. In the end, they'll be the ones who show the dirt your clothes. I said, now, money, murder, maybe, that's what it's all about. Don't get involved in this life unless you plan on going all out. The same ones you're parted with, the one you trust the most. In the end, they'll be the ones who show the courage and truth. Was humble in the beginning, just riding around and I'm fearless. Mindset like home, focus on my business. Connected and committed, forever chasing that yicking. When it comes down to this paper, man, I'm true to my religion. LeBron to be my witness, on every angle I'm hitting. What's the use of playing the game if you ain't trying to be winning? But all the cash that I'm getting is starting to cloud my vision. Fast cars and these women make it hard to tend to my business. Can't afford to be slipping. These streets, you know, they type gritty. Smiling face that don't tell the truth, and jealous eyes ain't pretty. Just trying to gather my digits, but ain't no love in the city. Same dudes used to give me that, but now they eyes to get me. Yeah, I see them all lurking, greasy, grimy, and shitty. My habitat's a jungle, it's survival of the fittest. Gotta stay on my toes, can't tell a friend of foes. Reality, you're slipping fast, I need to grab a hold. All that's all about. Don't get involved with this life unless you plan on going all out. The same ones you call you, they the ones you trust the most. In the end, they'll be the ones who show the dirt your clothes. I said, now, I'm gonna murder me, that's what it's all about. Don't get involved with this life unless you plan on going all out. The same ones you call you, they the ones you trust the most. In the end, they'll be the ones who show the cut your throat. All I wanted was fortune, never cared about fame. Money closing them hoes, you know the way that we bang. I'm a Harlem nigga, ain't got front, just trying to stay in my lane. But lately things done changed, niggas acting like strange. When I slide through, late at night, I can hear them whisper my name. See the hate in their eyes, can't stand to see your boy fly. So to the feds, they drop the dimes, can't wait to see your boy rise. Surrounded by all this friction, yeah, the plot's been thickened. This whole shit's about to break loose, and ain't no way for me to fix it. Guess it won't be long, I can feel it down in my bones. This beat's about to pop, and yeah, the feds are tapping my phone. Dudes have crossed that line, and it's all because of my shine. These hating fuckers, they mad as hell, cause their life ain't nothing like mine. But all that glitters ain't gold, and if the truth be told, what about your gain if in the end you stand to lose your soul?
Say it ain't easy, that life,
about. Don't get involved with this life unless you plan on going all out. The same ones you call you, they're the ones you trust the most. In the end, they'll be the ones who show the dirt your clothes. I said, now, I'm gonna murder me, that's what it's all about. Don't get involved with this life unless you plan on going all out. The same ones you call you, they're the ones you trust the most. In the end, they'll be the ones who show the dirt your clothes.
Ah. Yeah. That's that joint right there. That's my man Ray Vaughn, Magnificent Seven, the hot joint right there, Money, Mayhem, and Murder. Money, Murder, and Mayhem. That's the joint. I want to make sure I say it correctly. Ray Vaughn, M7, we will definitely be putting that in rotation starting today. Like I said, my system was down. I played it a couple of times, maybe a couple of weeks back when I first got it. Then it got scratched up. But now I'm back. Well, you catch that like that. We got the new joint. Yeah, we got the Big Ups joint, Mo Money and Young Fresh. We about ready to get into that. Let's do that right now. We in the building.
Real niggas always.
Oh, we bottoms up.
Still wherever I am.
Dollars up.
All the models up there.
They want to ride with us.
You got shooters everywhere.
They ain't scared to
fuck.
On my wrist, 40 on my neck, whole team going ham, we be going in, Rose 450, dig I bought about 10, stop watching nigga, money ain't the issue, you plotting on a nigga, killing everybody with you, you plotting on a nigga, cause your baby mama owe me, you gon' fuck around, be singing this is for my homie,
real niggas over here,
bottles up,
still wherever I am,
get your dollars up,
all the models up here,
they wanna ride with us,
we got shooters everywhere,
they ain't scared to bust.
Hit me in a minute, like the opposite of the exit. I'm about to go pin. No matter which dog, you got the dough spin. Now I ain't worried about it, I make it back in a minute.
Yeah.
I'm in the Maybach with the windows all tinted. Got a zipper cushion to get my eyes squint. We in this bitch, yeah, we in this bitch. I got a thing for the hitters and they do not miss.
Hold your bottles up. We'll get your dollars up. They wanna ride with us. Ain't scared to bust.
They was fucking with Grande Rojo. The flow kinda slow, but the action real fast. Cash on deck, gun on blast. Your bitch at the bar, real fat ass. I'm feeling kinda frisky, but my cup empty. So I'ma turn up and burn up until a nigga dizzy. Until a nigga done, don't miss me. And if you see me come, don't piss me. Nigga, I want it all.
Real niggas over here.
Hold your bottles up.
Still wet behind you.
We'll get your dollars up.
All the models up here.
They wanna ride with us.
We got shooters everywhere.
And they ain't scared to fuss.
Yeah, that's my dude Fresh, Grande Rojo. That's my homie Grande Rojo, making a comeback. Mo Money, that's off the Hellgate joint. Y'all should be hearing that. I got some young Fresh in the building, man, you know what I mean? Want to get into some news, though, man. We talking about some things, man. We talking about some things. We got some things going on. We're going to get into it. We definitely want to talk about the Kanye joint right now, man. It's really deep. Yeezy furious at Kris Jenner for showing his nemesis, Matt Lauer, the baby pictures. You know, Kanye West doesn't like Matt Lauer. You know, Matt Lauer, I know him. He's from one of the shows on television. I'm gonna break it down to y'all. Kanye West was outraged that Kris Jenner showed today's anchorman Matt Lauer photographs of his daughter Northwest. RadarOnline.com has been told there is no love lost between the rapper and the famed NBC interview after West's 2010 Butyl interview, during which producers showed a clip of the former President George Bush sharing his pain at West, calling him a racist for the response to Hurricane Katrina. So when the girlfriend Kim Kardashian, Momager is a mom that's a manager. When Kim Kardashian Momager promised to show Lauer a picture of her granddaughter, the 36-year-old got very riled up behind scenes, insiders revealed. Kanye became absolutely apoplectic and with anger, and because he hates Matt, the sources says. Kanye, he felt extremely disrespected and insulted by Matt and the direction the interview took in 2010. He was outraged and disgusted that Kris would show Matt a picture of Nori, and he is now refusing to speak to her. Adding further stress to the pair's already contentious relationship is the Jenner's ongoing persisting that the baby Northwest makes her public debut on her new talk show. She's having a new talk show herself. During Matt Lauer's interview with Jenner, he asked, "You got a tool at your disposal, and I want to know right now if you're going to use it. Are there plans in the first week of this show to reveal either the photos of the new granddaughter North, or perhaps walk on from Kim, Kanye, and North? While that was ambitious, you know that would be fun." She told Matt Lauer, "I think you're just have to going to wait to see and tune in, because I'm not exactly sure what's going to happen." After Kris' interview was finished, Kim called her mother at Kanye's direction, telling her not to show any pictures she had of Nori to anyone. Kim is freaking out because Kanye was so angry. Kris just blew her off and promised she wouldn't. After Kris' interview was finished, Kim called her mother, estimates. While we cannot somewhat understand where Ye is coming from, is it really that serious? He's still holding grudges for that shit. Meanwhile, Hov is tap dancing all over Yeezy's hype, and he's probably texting him 50 to 11 photos of Nori. Oh, Yeezy's little tantrum has kept Kris Jenner from speaking highly of him to the media about his great dad skills. Hit the flip for that. And, you know, that's what's going on. Kanye's bugging out again. You know what I'm saying? It's I don't know. I don't know what to say about the guy, man, because I like Kanye, man. I just wish he'd come back. You know what I mean? Bugging out a little bit lately. I mean, you know, when you're a superstar, you know, I can understand, but you don't give Matt Lauer that much power. Right now, he's probably talking mad mess about it. You know what I'm saying? So, let's just not even talk about it. Now we got more news before I get into some more music, because I know what I got to do. I always got to educate y'all on what's going on. People ain't shit. A NYPD cop got 16-year-old girl slizzard and sexually assaulted her before wife walked in on them in bed. Now, ain't this something? We're going to get into this joint right here. This is an NYPD cop, going to be New York's finest. NYPD cop charged with attempted forced sex. Veteran police officer has been arrested for statutory forced sex after he allegedly plied a 16-year-old girl with alcohol and sexually assaulted her before his wife found them in bed together. Peter Celilio, a 29-year-old New York police officer, has been charged with attempting to force sex, giving alcohol to a child, endangering the welfare of a child, and sexual abuse. Celilio, whatever his name is. His first name is Peter Celilio. Was married and lives in Staten Island with his wife for 4 years, was off duty when he allegedly assaulted the 16-year-old girl on July 4th. The victim is his sister-in-law, and another immediate relative on his wife's side of the family. He allegedly gave her alcohol before letting her drive his car into the parking lot of Staten Island Mall and around the neighborhood, police sources said told the New York Post. They then returned to his home, and he showed her a freaky flick before kissing her and urging her to remove her T-shirts, the Daily News reported. He then allegedly took her to the bed and began touching her, sources said. The girl said she doesn't remember what happened next, but she told the police that when she woke up, she was in the bed and Celia's wife had walked in on them. Sources told the Post that the encounter may have started out as consensually, eventually went too far. The age of consent is 17 in New York City. Celia was taken in custody on Wednesday afternoon and expected to be arraigned on Thursday. He's been suspended from his position with the 120th precinct of the NYPD, where he worked for 7 years. He's suspended without pay. It is not immediately known if Celio has retained an attorney. Celio could not be immediately reached. His married wife in Staten Island. He married his wife in Staten Island in July 2009. He grew up in Oakwood, Staten Island, and completed a bachelor's degree in network management from DeVry University in New Jersey. He was in bed with the girl when his wife walked in. Well, I guess they're going to lock him up. Now, you know, that's crazy. That's crazy. Now, we have another thing that we're going to talk about. You know, a lot of people love Chris Brown. I always tell y'all that. This is one thing I want to tell y'all before I get into some music. Chris Beasley's friends, this is Rihanna. Although Chris Beasley confirmed that his ex-group Rihanna will appear on his next coming album, despite reports he removed the song from the album, it looks like the toxic beef isn't over. One of Rihanna's fans recently asked her if she would ever do a song with Breezy and his artist friend Kid Red. Breezy responds by posting a photo up to her IG, letting her thoughts be known. You will die, be born again, die again, be born again, before I do a song with you. Now, Rihanna, it's one of the people hit at Rihanna. Somebody said Rihanna at Rihanna. They said, fuck out of here. In case you're wondering, OHB is the name of Chris Brown's crew. So, okay, that's what it is. OHB is the name of Chris Brown's crew. So when Chris Boy Red saw that Rihanna diss, he fired shots back, hit the flip, and see the response. We're going to see the response. We ain't beast of man. We keep it real. You know what I'm saying? I do what I want. Hold my head like, fuck hashtags and retweets, niggas. 140 characters in these streets, niggas. Okay. I guess somebody was rhyming. That's Kid Red. So he's breaking down the rounds. I guess he went cold ballistics on all the rounds. I'm pretty assuming that's what's happening. But what I'm going to do right now, I'm going to read a little bit of it, some more of it. You know what I'm saying? Let's get a kid to 100 billion. X-Breezy's going, Chris is looking, losing fans because you with who he thinks or looks. Chris friends with Kid Red, so I can't listen to his music anymore. Now, somebody else wrote, All of y'all call yourself Team Breezy. Poor excuse for a team. He obviously cares all about all at OHB. So that's his personal affairs that we have nothing to do with his backbone and support. Not his do what he say fan base. So sit down and stop bitching, because if you were Red, you wouldn't want to when people talking shit about you. Well, I don't know what that means, but you know, a lot of tweets going on. But it seems like Rihanna's just not over it. You know, it seems like she's just not over it. You know? She's just not over it. I'm just so mad that my team lost in the showboat today, the Big Bulls team. I am kind of really upset about that, I'm not going to lie. But I want to get into some more music, man. You know what I mean? I'm getting to my man, Buck Smooth. He on that Fine China remix featuring DJ Robbie O. We're going to do that right now. Hellgate's own Buck Smooth. Let's do it, y'all.
Robbie, yeah. Oh. Baby, it's alright when I'm chilling with you. Smoking on hookah, sipping on booze.
Baby,
that clico, about to make a freak show. Me and you, Miami Beach, Delano.
Baby,
baby, this is a little different. In the coupe, no top, down and ass skipping.
Baby,
you dancing? I'm pimping, throwing money all day, no intermission.
Baby,
and talk about what I be hitting. I'm chasing that kitten. This is good living.
Yeah.
Hit him from the back like a nigga be waiting. When you see you on the app with a tight true religion.
Baby,
hey, does he do it for you?
Does he do it, boss? Talk to me.
Does he trick on you? Does he make you feel important?
He's spreading that
listen
paper.
Off. Cause if you don't, I will only spend big bills.
Yeah.
Take you out the hood real good. How you feel?
How you
take
feel?
Take you out the Cali where they only smoke real. That good speed. Icky boo, relax, chill.
Baby, does he do it for you? When he's finished, does he step back in a joy? Thank you.
Yeah. That's Buck Smooth. I'm sitting over here munching on some candy. Tastes good as hell. You know, if somebody gives you some candy, you'd be like, damn, where you get that candy from? I never had that candy before. That shit tastes good. Tastes like about the I ain't had nothing on earth. I was stranded on a desert island. Now the last thing on earth. That's how good that piece of candy tastes. Get into some more. This Young Fresh, man. It's my homie. New artist, Young Hellgate. Oh, no, before I even do that.
Man, what's looking like here, man?
Before I even do that, I'm not even going to get that into. I'll just give y'all a little bit of that Young Fresh. I have an artist. This artist I'm going to play for you. Oh, man, my peoples. I know people all over, man. I meet people. We connected to people all over. Little Shorty Down in the Dirty, 5 years old, man. Word is born. I'm about ready to play this for y'all. This is a real treat. 5 years old. Let's get it. Damari. That's new Damari, man. That's a little dude, man, from the Dirty South. I just wanted to give him some burn, man. I love it. I love it, I love it, I love it, man. That's one thing about being a DJ from all around the world. Got some more news, some more gossip. Some more gossip, I guess. So that's what I guess you gotta call it. Now, we got 9 celebrities that got put on blast because their asses was broke. We're going to break that down for y'all. Now, some celebrities like to fake it until they make it. and they struggles end up getting wet, put on blast. Nope, here are nine of them that we know about. All right, the first one we know about, Soulja Boy. Superhead put him on blast for living in Sean Kingston's house. And that AD lister shacking up with another D lister. Well, that's what she said. But Superhole basically put him on blast, saying, you know, he doesn't even live. He lives with a. We don't know how true that is. Superhead. I call it Superhole. But y'all know how Superhead. We all hear Toni Braxton. She may have made the last bankruptcy payment, but she's nowhere near the amount of bread she had in the 90s. So, right now, they saying her sister Tamar has all the Skrilla now because she's Vince's wife. She's got a little couple of deals, so it's about the little sister, big sister. But, you know, Toni Braxton, we love you. Nah, I don't really know about this one. Cherie Whitfield, she couldn't even afford her own attorney, and her broke bird ways got her kicked out of the R Real Housewives of Atlanta. Chateau Cherie is never going to happen, boo. That's what they said. You know what I mean? That's what they saying. Okay. Now let's talk about Kenya Moore. She's broke, got evicted, but still finding it with herself to twirl into the unemployment line. Kenya Moore. That's great. Oh, I hate this one, man, but Damon's far from disgrace. Was so sad to watch. He lost The Rock, got evicted. Dude looked like he's struggling to buy a peanut butter sandwich. They said times are hard. I can't understand and imagine that a dude cannot get back into the game. It's something, I don't know. They say Beanie Siegel, we don't understand how you do years under The Rock. You had your own clothing line and label, but you still broke. He said Damon Dash owes him $11 million. Good luck with that. Damon Dash owes him $11 million. Wow. Okay. Flavor Flav. You know you're broke when you can't afford chicken. Flavor Flav. Flavor Flav always seemed to get some money though. He's on a new reality TV show, so he got some checks coming in. Flav gets some money. Got his girl on it with him this time, so they making that money. So let's not say Flavor Flav, y'all, because Flav making moves. Well, obviously that was almost. Now we love you, Michael, but to die with 10 million when we used to see you to be worth like a billion is a huge fall from grace. 10 million would be a great look for anybody else but Michael Jackson. Michael Jackson was known to have millions and millions and millions of dollars. So, millions of dollars. So, you know, that's what they mean when they say that about MJ. So let's keep that on blast and keep that on what's going on. Lauryn Hill. Obviously, the Fugees and the misunderstanding of Lauryn Hill money has ran out. You know, they said she can't pay. She doesn't pay her taxes. I guess we got one more. UFO Uno Eno. I don't know what that means. Nah, he's broke. I guess he's broke. You know what I'm saying? They showing people who's broke. But anyway, that's the deal. You know what I'm saying? That is the serious deal. I want y'all to understand, man, that it ain't all about the money. It ain't about that. It's about being happy, man. You know what I'm saying? If you ain't happy out there, man, you know what I'm saying? You can have all the money. There's some people with all the money in the world, but they're not happy at all. Kanye has a lot of money, but he seems to look not like happy. Romeo was seen out with a Becky in the movie theater, with a hot Becky. Nice, tall, new poom-poom skirts. Now, Michelle A. says she has a baby by Suge Knight and by Dr. J. Michelle A. What type of shit is that? I don't even say that. I don't care, man. What type of shit is that? I don't even want to read that story. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I don't remember too much about Michelle. She had that little voice. You ain't real. She had that little voice. MC Light, Lynn Richmond, and Lamon Rutter evoke change in teen girls, women in inspiration class style summit. MC Light is making a positive move. Florida crazy, son fractures his father's skull and damages his spinal cord by punching him in the head for cheating on his mother. And white people who use him. Now, anyway. The epitome of a bad mother. Chinese baby stabbed 90 times with a scissor, mostly in the face after biting while breastfeeding. Now, that's not a bad parent right there. She's cuckoo. You need to take her, beat her up. Now, true or false, did a behind-the-back BFS bromance break up Tim Duncan's happy home? Yep, I'm just looking at some stuff, man. I'm out here bugging out. I'm sorry, y'all. You know, I was reading about Tim Duncan. Tim Duncan, you know, he got a lot of bad stuff going on with him, man. Too, man. Rumors surfaced that Tim Duncan was cheating on his wife with his best friend. What that mean? Back in May, we reported that Tim Duncan would be divorcing his wife for 12 years. Immediately, people began to chirp that Tim might be leaving her for somewhere else, someone a little more like him. Fast forward today, we learned that the one man Tim Duncan's life, who the NBA star doesn't want to be public to know about, though we cannot yet confirm his identity, we can tell you is reported to that Tim Duncan was cheating on his wife with his best friend. Now, this is what we can't report it. To say the bromancing boys reportedly met back when Tim Duncan was in college. So sources said the men lived together through college for 4 years, even shacked up under the same roof as Amy during the first 2 years of Duncan's marriage before the baller reportedly purchased a condo for his boy. That's why we're told Timmy's looking to have a gag order placed on Amy at the couple's divorce proceeding we're referring. Here's the drop. Amy treated Tim like a bitch throughout the marriage because she knew he was fucking his BFF. Tim knows Amy was cheating on him, but he was willing to give her whatever she wants because he doesn't want Amy to tell the world that he's bisexual. We don't have any confirmation that Tim has been running the pick and roll in his via. Now that's crazy. That's what they're saying. Tim Duncan. I don't know if we should be ready for that. Are we sure? Should we say that? You know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, you just got to watch out, man, with these ladies nowadays, fellas. Can't get a girl mad, man, you know. A gag order. I didn't know Tim Duncan had a gag order. I would like to know why. You know, usually when you got a gag order, you don't want something to come out. Who knows? But the baby was stabbing was pretty deep. Yeah. Fantasia featuring Kelly Rowland, Without Me. That should be a nice song. Let's check that out. Brandi Poacher posts a lot of pictures on Twitter with her sporting a fly afro. Rumor mill is that RiRi is officially back, letting Drake bust her and her boom boom. Now that Chris is definitely out the picture. She's back with Drake. It's crazy, man. Some Proud Papas, Pressure, Diddy, Reggie Bush, Carmelo Anthony, hang with their little secrets. Black China brings out the dunk, the dunky dunk. Brings that dunk out to run domestic errands. You guys know Black China. She got that. Wow, bow, bow. JV rapping about Picasso at Pace Gallery. Can ever be beyond the dreams are made. Florida man robs gas station after filling out job application. Now that shit is so stupid. You try to get a job. Well, we all know it's time to do now. I just was trying to get y'all some info on some joints. Keep us aware of what's going down. But right now, you know it's time for us to get into some music. Gave y'all a little information. I'm going to get into some twerk by... No, I'm going to come back and do that. Right now, I'm going to give y'all a little nonstop music because I know that's what y'all want. Y'all want a little nonstop action. And I'm going to get that to y'all, man, because, you know, I'm your boy, DJ Big Stu. It's the Underground Showcase where we do a lot. But let's get into this. Yeah, I don't know what I want to do. You know what I'm saying? Right now, I'll be looking at my turntables, and I'll be like, yo, Stu, what you want to do? I'll be like, I want to do this. You know, so many things to do. So... Who knows, man? I was thinking about playing some remixes for y'all. Let's get some Kush, man. Everybody light up, man. Let's get some Kush music, man. Kush music in effect, man. You know how I feel about it. Light it up.
This is a Black banger. Banger.
When we play Tangerine School, you want it to be it. But chase them boys with just a fight. You cross your heart, you quit. When we play tag and race, you want it to be it. But chase them boys with just a fight. You cross your heart, you quit. When we play tag and race, you want it to be it. But chase them boys with just a fight. You cross your heart, you quit.
Dogs out entertainment. Rest in the store. Paul, let him know you're
yo, speaking. Now understand my first name, Paul. Fuck mythical lives, I keep the game zone. Keep terminal ties, generals die. Lieutenant take over, sending new vibes. Like Buffy and Harlem, I rose to start. Put that down and put my lifestyle between the margins. I'm likely to squeeze pardon. Brother eating or starving, low in the seat. Stash eating the carpet. Moving target at this rat market.
I'm like science and math. Flying fast, you're a light speed. My eyes are flash. Spit that ass to the white meat, warp speed. Niggas think I'm rhyming on beats and I land back in the track on all 4 feet. Think about it. Yeah, I smell you. I think you're fighting. Don't you can fuck with the beat. You must be retarded. Call your boys. I leave them toe tags and Polaroid. Tapping your moms at the funeral like the water boy.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Uh-oh. Oh, no. Oh, oh, no. Uh-oh. Oh, no. Oh, oh, no. Uh-oh. Oh, no. Oh, no. Uh-oh. Oh, no. Uh-oh.
Hey yo, J the fit crazy new flows. Catch me icebergged out with the baby blue bows. K-I-double-S-I. See me in the bubble S-type. Ripping the west side. I got it if you want it. Get sniffed or blunted. And if I get a chick pregnant, it's a brick in the stomach. Because all my niggas hold dough. Imagine me doing a song with y'all cash. Oh, nigga, the reason why niggas say we floss too much. It ain't shit we ever seen that ever cost too much. And it's to me that y'all niggas lost y'all touch. Who just to get it back? Guess what? Y'all go against us. Because I'm a die for my team. Drop shines with my team. Lay back, zone of the beat. My life standing, cash hating me. Steady trying to ruin my world. So maids pop my shells like I was abusing my girl.
Oh, no, oh, oh, no, uh-oh. 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 Oh, no, oh, oh, no, uh-oh, oh, no,
yo,
oh,
hey, yo, niggas
no,
wanna play tough till them niggas duck taped up till money is placed up. Y'all niggas is fake fuck, throwing dirt on my name. Same niggas, we took the train and so came. Look, shit done changed, and it's like, oh, no, niggas don't really want the guns to blow. Put 6 feet low, the same shit we do to you, do to your home. Thug that shit, what y'all niggas looking for?
Yo, you see, I got guns, gonna tear you apart. Put your brains on your lap, put your soul in your heart. In the club, I'm in the crowd. Nothing to me. Chicks wanna touch my dick and my jewelry. And I'm a gangster. I don't wanna shoot no clown. I'm on some petty shit. I'll tear your poster down. And when I shoot, niggas know I shoot for dead. And I don't care about your vest, cause I hit your head. Oh,
oh, no, oh, oh, no, uh oh, oh, no, oh, oh, no, uh oh, oh, no, oh, oh, no, uh oh, oh, no, oh, oh, no, uh oh, oh, no, oh, oh, no, uh oh. Oh no, oh, 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 oh no,
uh-oh. Oh, yeah, yeah, you know what this is, man. You know what this is, man. Yo, yo, you know what this is, man. Yo, yeah. Jay the Kennedy, the Lock, Rough Riders, Dog Down, Big Bun, Terror Squad, Andy Martinez.
Brand new ride, triple shot of Patron on a
the rocks with a little bit of lime.
I'm just keeping it real.
Baby, still working at the club, so I'm getting in free. Wednesday night, I'm on the list. T-Pain plus three. Every time I hit the spot, baby girl, taking care of me.
How do you think I feel?
We drunk,
gotten drunk,
and now I know
she seems
something cool.
She gave me a wink,
I winked back,
and man, I think that we gon' have fun at my spot tonight.
I'm like a bartender.
Ooh, be looking for me.
I'm at the bartender.
Okay.
I'm like a bartender.
Yeah, be looking for me. Tricks, we're burnt out. Got a pass on your side, it's empty. Wanting it to be your spot. She want my billboard, fucking act like the chart, fucking in the phone top. Don't smoke, don't drink, that's why I don't be by the bar,
baby.
Looking at you from a distance, looking like a goddamn star,
baby.
So my girl don't see me, T-Pain. Can I get those keys to the car?
Keys to the car.
Go in, bang, bang, boogie. My cutie, and I see you tomorrow.
We drunk,
got drunk,
and now I know
she seems
something cool.
She gave
me a wink,
a wink
back,
and man, I think
that
we gon' have fun at my spot tonight.
I'm like a bartender.
Ooh, be looking for me.
I'm at the bartender.
Okay.
I'm like a bartender.
Yeah, be looking for me.
I get the G.I. Joe. G.I.C. K-Riders ain't cool. I'll
soft soul, live a fast life. Come through in the park slow like bull. My nigga, light low, light low, light low, my flow, light flow, light bull. Niggas getting money in VA is woe. Honey's looking like an ATL is woe. Niggas stripping hoes in Chi-Town is woe. Niggas taking paper in LA is woe. Niggas stacking dough in DC is woe. PRDR hold me down like woe. Roll up in Detroit, hold me down like woe. Niggas in New Orleans getting money is woe. Boston and Jersey motherfuckers is woe. Florida niggas and Philly niggas is woe. Tampa and Texas, Cleveland is woe. Niggas from New York, my niggas is woe. Panama niggas, they hold me down like woe. I'm New York people, they hold me down like woe. Bad boy nigga, where we born, we woe. Alumni bitches, where we born, we woe. Motherfuckers is woe. My nigga fuck wild, but his bond he woe. And that's just how the story goes. Whoever I forgot on this shit is woe. Oh man, woe.
Shawty been eyeing me. Thinking about trying me. She want it, she can't take no more.
They got a street corner, a street corner.
Excuse me, miss, but 60 can take you to my crib, make love on my piano. Yeah, you know me, but shout it from Atlanta. I wanna do some things to you. Touch your body, make you get naughty. Say my name when I beep, beep, beep. We can do it in the coupe or the G, G, G. Cause girl, you know you're turning me on. She looking like she's thinking about trying me. She want it, she can't take no more. I'm about to take her to my spot. I'ma get it hot. She gon' turn around and let me beat, 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 beat. She gon' let me beat, 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 beat. I'ma tear it up when I beat, 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 beat. She gon' let me beat, 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 beat. I'ma have her screaming like go, 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 go. I'ma have her screaming like go, go, go. I can make it rain, I make you clap for me, drive me crazy, I know you want me, I want you, girl, tell me can we kick it tonight, lights, camera, action, I'll play director, turn you out, let me sneak a peek, turn you out on the late night creep, ain't no playing no games tonight, I mean, thinking about trying me.
Yo, let me give her my side of the story. I can see the way she watching me. She love the way I swag it out. Got enough to go around, I might as well pass it out. Say she like the way I work her out until she passing out. Wanna be with a star, but mama, I'm an astronaut. Let her lick the rapper, I call that the jawbreaker. If her back was the law, they call me a lawbreaker. Love the way she roll the hips, it's like she on the beam. Shot can make her lose her voice like she on the screen machine. She say my Cavalli cologne be turning her on. And she's a fiend cause my black snake be making her moonlight. All night we gon' free, 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 free. Damn right, damn right.
She looking like she's thinking about trying me. No, she can't take no more.
Go, 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 go
DJ Big. DJ Big.
Inside you. Don't let them bring you down. No.
sexy time. Don't lose your head, lose your head. Your beauty deep inside, inside you. Don't let them bring you down, no. The beauty is inside.
I can't even afford you. You know that, giving that man 10 points like he about to blow that. He probably did. holding the fort, sweating and breathing. Bounced out of town for a weekend. Heard you had homie in the passenger seat. And honey, look, I'm a monster, Dawn. I do monster things. That's why I put your ass under my arm. Fucking with him could bring bodily harm. And where you going hide in the streets when the body is gone? If it's one thing I learned that, never trust a female on no scale. You just confirm that. Bounce to your mama house, pack your shit. I don't care if you crying, use a ruthless chick. Got to watch you, these eyeballs in my face will spot you. My girl cousins, they gon' rock you.
Come through the block in a brand new beat. Knowing that me and that nigga ain't free. Yeah, what I did was whack, but you don't get a nigga back like that.
I'm a good dude, you
see? I'm running around with him up in these streets. Knowing that me and that nigga got free.
what I mean. Plus of what you think and save a life.
I'm free from the light. ball, 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 ball.
It's your birthday. Once again, DJ Big Bizzle. I'm in the building. We was rocking. Told you we was going to do a little nonstop rocking for a little while. Promised y'all that. I made sure y'all got that. We was rocking real, real hard. Some remixes. I don't like that last remix with the Candy Rain. That was a mistake. Some of you guys heard the real Candy Rain remix that I do, the hot, hot, hot fire joint. That joint right there was a, you know, that was something that I did a long time ago. It slipped in. As you can see, it sounds crazy. I should have stopped it, but I didn't want to stop it because I couldn't stop it. So there you go, in a nutshell. But once again, it is DJ Big Stu. That was a little Kush music for y'all. I guess I'm going to rock out, man. I might as well keep rocking out on that level. You know what I'm saying? Find out some more information. Got some more info. Some more things going on. A Florida man's robbed a gas station after filling out a job application. This is something for you guys. This is something real deep. I think this is, I want to see how y'all feel about this one. Here's one way to ensure that you won't get hired. That's what they say when you're applying for a job. You did it again, Florida, when Anthony J. Thomas walked through the doors of Martin Oil in Ocala, Florida, Tuesday, July 9th morning. He went to kill two birds with one stone. The 33-year-old hit up the location at 10 a.m. and was caught on tape reaching into the cash register and stealing $130 right after filling out for a job application. Thomas then ran away thinking he just got over with the system and also maybe picked up a new gig. He was wrong. Two pivotal mistakes landed him in criminal behind bars. For one, he put all of his personal information on the application just in case they needed to reach him, of course. Secondly, his petty crime was done directly in front of the camera. Seriously, who doesn't know the gas stations have, you know, cameras nowadays? You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, they always get robbed. Cops charged Thomas with petty theft, burglary, and resisting arrest and violence. Needless to say, he also was not hired. They have, if you people ever want to see him doing this stuff after he fill out the job application, you can go to Boss Up. They have the whole film there. They like put the whole film there. That's crazy. Now, what was doing this dude, man? Why did he know that? I mean, we all know that what's happening. We all know that, son. So I don't know. It's good. I don't even understand that one. That one makes no sense. You know what I'm saying? And I don't know. A robber gets knocked out by a baseball bat by a store clerk. Try to rob the store. Spike Lee got a new movie coming out. It's called Old Boy. I don't know what that's about, but I'm pretty sure it's going to change. Fantasia has, her weight keeps fluctuating. That's what, you know, that's one thing that people's talking about. But once again, we talked about Tim Duncan coming out the closet. Yeah. Yeah, you know, so Kurt and Rashida. A lot of people do not like Kurt. Kurt lost a lot of fans. Kurt is about ready to be demolished. If you lose Rashida, Kurt, you have nothing. I just want you to know that. I'm just keeping it real, dogs. Keeping it real. Let's get into this. We're gonna talk about Kurt. Kurt got some things he wants to say. There's some things about Bambi jumps Kurt, jumps in the, you know. Now, Bambi wasn't in there. For those of y'all know Bambi from the other show. Bambi, you know, maybe she's trying to make herself a new one. Well, let's get into it. Kurt, alleged mistress Alexis Mary Jane Miller recently stopped by the Big Ticket Show on V103 and talked about her dirty bird words while in the hot tub with Kurt. Not only did the notorious groupie expose her affair with Kurt, but outed her former friend Bambi. Supposedly, Bambi had been chopping down rapper Scrappy while he was with both Baby Mama and Erica Dixon. With Erica Dixon and side piece Shay Johnson, Bambi has been shooting down the rumors, and Bambi has been shooting down the rumors and apologizing to Rashida for her reckless friend. And the reality star decided to confront Mary Jane on at a RHO at Candy Store in Atlanta, a RHO of Atlanta Real at the Real High Flight. Oh. Hold up. The reality star decided to confront Mary Jane at the Real Housewives of Atlanta Candy, you know, you had no Candy Birds, a store in Atlanta. Candy was, wow, is all I got to say. This Bambi just showed up to have words with Dream Mary Jane, and it's going crazy here. That's what Candy tweeted. And Bijou's Bambi got these hoes traveling with security. That's one thing. OG Bambi Johnson, they love Quasia Mary Jane. Scared when at Bambi walked in, whatever. Thickums, ha ha ha, you just made this episode a classic. OG Bambi. Well, this is what's crazy. And Bambi, I'm bombing all this bitch interviews. Stop talking that shit, cause I'ma pull up. That's what Bambi said to her. Said that to Mary Jane, to Mary Jane, groupie. Oh snap! Hit the flip for the video of the ambush, as well as more from Scrappy and his other reality chicks. Confirming their relationships. So that's crazy, man. That is crazy. You know what I'm saying? Now, the thing that I bugged out on, once again, is that when Shell A says she has a baby by Dr. Dre and Suge Knight, I'm not even going to get into that one. When Shell A just couldn't leave Death Row alone, he married Dr. Dre Young. How did she end up with Suge Knight? You know, that was backstabbing. You Dr. Dre's ex-wife. I don't care what. She got a baby by both of them. For real, y'all? Y'all want me to get into that before we get up out of here? It's 12:21. Should I get into that one? I mean, Chris Brown finally takes down his graffiti art on his home. Neighbors made a lot of complaints. He tagged his home, and his home was in a multi-million-dollar neighborhood. They was pissed off. They felt he divided this, he disgraced the neighborhood, whatever, whatever, whatever. Now we probably can understand when we think about it. When we think about Michelle A having a baby by Suge Knight and Dr. Dre, when we think about that, we can see why where the real Death Row beef may have started. Dr. Dre may have, I couldn't see that. I don't understand it. It's really confusing to me, Michelle A. I'm sorry. You started out with Dr. Dre. You was Dr. Dre's artist and wife when they was N.W.A. Now when he leaves N.W.A., you marry the Suge Knight. I mean, you don't marry, but you go over and sleep with him and have a baby. Yeah. I don't even really want to dig in that one. Even though it seems interesting, but it seems like something that I just don't want to touch. But once again, man, I want to thank everybody who came out to the Showboat Classic today. Make sure y'all be out there Saturday, Paul Richards Parks, 108th Street, 3rd Avenue, East Harlem, New York. If you're in the New York City area, make sure you get out there. Games will start at 10 p.m. all the way to 5 p.m. Make sure you're out there. It's a busy day. Showboat Classic. Sundays, the same thing. Basketball games are Tuesdays, Thursdays, Saturdays, and Sundays. We have from the ages of 8 to grown men be playing basketball, different divisions. Make sure you get out there. It's going to be nice. July 27th. Just speaking of that, I got to let Kay Nicole, that cry baby, definitely email this picture. And I put this picture in, I saved this picture in the computer. So I need Kay Nicole to go get a flyer on this. Basically, July 27th, if you're also in the East Harlem, New York area, come on down to 108th Street and 3rd Avenue, the Poor Richards Park. There will be a Showboat Classic Stopper dance contest. Anybody can participate. $500 cash prize. Anybody can participate. Anybody can get up, dance, do what they do. Anybody can do, whether you're group, solo, anybody. Ballet, hip-hop, anything. We just want to express the form of dancing and talent and having fun. Basically, the ages are, the main ages that are focused, anyone can get up. If you're an old lady and you come and you rock and you, you know, you win. But we would, you know, we prefer the young kids because we're trying to preach a lot of stuff and some, you know, a lot of things, good community stuff, and stay in shape, you know what I mean? So, Showboat, that's what we do. So, once again, I want to talk to y'all about George Zimmerman, Trayvon Martin case, prosecution, presented their closing case. So, you know, some people wanted to do, they think they did good. George Zimmerman profiled and followed 17-year-old Trayvon Martin, assuming he was up to no good. These assumptions led to his death, as prosecutors argued today in their closing argument. A teenager's dead. He's dead, though no fault of his own. Assistant State Attorney Bernie DeLando told the jury he's dead because of another man-made assumptions, which was true. He is not dead just because that man made assumptions, because he acted on them, and unfortunately, because of his assumptions was wrong, Trayvon Martin is nowhere longer walks on this earth. Della Ronda told the jury that Zimmerman wanted to be a police officer, and that's why he followed Trayvon Martin through his neighborhood, even though the teen wasn't doing anything wrong. He assumed Trayvon Martin was a criminal. That's why we are here. Della Ronda said the defense will argue self-defense, but who do you think was more scared? The kid minding his own business being followed by another guy in the SUV? That is the person who was scared. But Trayvon Martin can't come in here and tell us how he was feeling, and that because of the actions of the defendant. The kid was minding his own business, followed by another guy. You know what I'm saying? Showing the jurors the last photographs taken of Trayvon, he describes him as innocent, unarmed, who was doing everyday things by going to 7-Eleven to buy Skittles and a drink. In contrast, Zimmerman was painted as an angry, frustrated, wannabe cop who took the law into his own hands by targeting a teen who he believed to look suspicious. What started this, he asked the jury. Assumption, incorrect assumptions on George Zimmerman's mind. In George Zimmerman's mind, Trayvon Martin was a effing punk, an asshole, and was not going to get away. The innocent 17-year-old kid was profiled as criminal. To quote the defendant, he was one of those assholes that always get away. He was one of those effing fucking punks. That's basically what he said. He was one of those fucking punks. But he didn't scream out that. He didn't scream that out. So the defense will argue there's no ill will, hated, but he muttered it under his breath, which indicates it will because he verbalized what he was thinking. That's important because in his mind, he had already assumed certain things, because in his mind, Trayvon was a fucking punk and an asshole and was not going to get away. Della Hall, Della Ronda referenced many different aspects of the case, different pieces of evidence, and pleaded with the jury to use your God-given common sense to find the neighborhood watch volunteer guilty of second-degree murder. That's important because in his mind, he already assumed certain things because in his mind, Trayvon, you know, was guilty. The jury has been allowed to consider manslaughter conviction, which in Florida carries a heavy sentence. But you never know the tricks that the defense has up their sleeve. So we're gonna see that now. But yeah, that's something crazy. You know what I'm saying? That's something crazy. But what I'm gonna do now, man? Get back into the meeting before I get up out of here. Once again, I want to thank y'all for tuning in to Beef Stew Radio. It is your man, DJ Big Stew. You know what I do. Y'all know how I do it, what I do when I do it. I do it because I want to do it. I want to get into some music. Want to do some things. Want to party hardy. Shout out to the Kappa. So what I'm going to do right now is, I don't know, man. I'm just going to play a couple of joints, man. Roll on out of here. Make sure y'all tune in to Kane Nicole tomorrow night. You know what I'm saying? She's doing her thing. Make sure y'all tune in tomorrow night to Kane Nicole. Ladies' night. It's going to be popping. 10:30 p.m. Yours truly be on the wheels still as always. Make sure you tune in Saturday and Sundays to me. And make sure you get out to the Showboat. Like I said, make sure you get out there July 27th to the dance. Hosted by Crybaby, Taz, Tony Sands. A few other people will be there. DJ Main, Block Club DJs. All right? So once again, man, I want to wish y'all all a good night, man. Peace and love. God bless that everybody woke up this morning, man. And we're in the AM right now. It's your man, DJ Big Stu. Wishing y'all a happy Friday. I want to be the first to wish y'all a happy Friday. So when you wake up a few hours from now and be on your way to work, remember DJ Big Stu wish you a happy Friday. On that note, good night, y'all. Beef Stu Radio, we out, y'all. Play a little music for y'all before we go. Bones connected to my knee, bone, my knee bones connected to my body, my heart.
to get funky and radical hip as I get to the point. Rock this funky joint.
Wait a sec. The beat has got to check the intellect, but some accept and then give you it. But tell you what, the beats are all the teeth I often come to fix it up. But must I be just enough to manifest the fabric mathematics, like me that of Asiatic. Rock the bishop, track the static, and that's the rock into my concept. And I got to stand for this. For this why civilized. Acapella, wisdom G, I'm manifesting, understanding, undisfizzled, there's no need for I keep you guessing, follow me now, see, I be rocking, the second hand is ticking, still the posse don't be clocking, controllers of the clock be ticking closer to the point, rock this funky joint, joint. Probably PRT for short. Now don't want more. Or am I too much with a mentor? Proceed, teacher, please. Just keep it sort of simple like hip-hop. You're complicatedly, I place it according to the moods of my intellect. Step for step, I step a little closer to the point. Rock this funky joint. But I'm your teacher, I teach ya. Rock it when I rock ya. The king I pull from is a different style of hip-hop. Move like a
beat.
Like a slave trying to get away. See, I'm combined with two kinds of rhyme trying to reach ya. The knowledge of myself makes me a poor righteous teacher. Stop to flip the topic, Islamically I drop it. My duty be to teach, so keep your pistol in your pocket. Eyes up, floor and master, traveling faster as I get closer to the point. Rock this funky joint. Keep joint. Top of it, I have to get the styles that you be seeking and the words that I be speaking. For righteous teachers, posse teaching. Anyone that likes this style that I be styling, mentally profiling. Should I say move with the roughness, just serving justice. Suckers try to suck this, but I be scoping. Never, I'm not sleeping
because it's culture freedom. G,
who's posse ruling?
PRT,
word B. It's sort of simple, see. Now look at me, the holy intellectual type. When I write, the spirit always kicks me something hype. I pet the mic, yo. My whole life, like I'm creating. Man, I'll be the station. Can I say I'm great when there's not another brother greater? Turn a coach and beat him for support. See, man, I think the point.
Rock this funky joint. He jumps.
Losers never rock this. Snakes try to stop this. Purified and holy hip hopness. Listen to the concept. Sweat, tech, technique. Peace be the Lord. I feel the sword when I speak. I salam ya alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
A universal greeting from the people of our kind. Step into the realm of my cipher. Feel the different type of. Coming from a slipping step and technique. 1200 master by the bond. He's asking me to rock. So now I'm giving him the spot. Intelligence be ticking, somewhat symbolic to a bomb. Many brothers rolling, fell a victim. I'm not living with them because they didn't know the time. Turn a coach and beat them for support. She manifest the point.
Rock this funky joint.
Let down the main gate.
This is
you should wait. I roll with a posse. Hey, you try to stop me on the yo. My brother try to pop me on the sneak tip without me knowing, so I keep going and my mind keeps flowing. On and I don't quit. I get pushed to the limit and yo, that's it. Step by step, I put an end to your funk, cause I'm the chosen one. Yes, me, my son, a young kid from the ghetto, a kiddie from the city. I don't feel sorry and I have no pity to run up on you and whack for tax. You go your money and from your eyes your contacts. Then flex over, I hop skip from the jump to the next town to go punk a chump. MCs try to diss me, I try to bust caps, I'm not having it. And that means no half jack. So get the Bozak only off the crack, that's whack. This is the big payback. As I go and flow to a different type of tempo, come on E, cause P keeps it simple, plus I'm striking like lightning, throwing blows like Tyson, slaying MCs on a QT, sorta like a sniper, so if a sucker don't like me, the feeling is mutual, I tune my rhyme to a large pin, then shift the noose in the crack of 40, over OE, the slaying MC, on the QT,
so what's your name,
come on E, you know it's MD, so while I'm wrecking, he's checking all the bodies that's left in, I pop behind the stage, the P is like stepping, off from the scenes, I see lights and sirens, witness everywhere, but no one's seen a thing. What cops ask questions, my description is vague. No answers at all, just bodies behind the stage. Well, witness yells out that he was dressed in black. Super Dookie Link with a fisherman hat. A cop says, yo, how'd he flee from the spot in a black sports car? I think it was an Ira, but the windows were tinted and we couldn't get a look.
Why?
There was smoke from the rubber he cooked, the big payback.
No on me at all, a Julia romance story. Just DPMD, the fame and the glory. The rapping technique, something like Princeton, dangerous. It keeps you with suspense and you have to be cool. And plus our stamina, cause if we don't, I'm gonna end up stabbing you in the gut from the razor cut. And I'ma stick and pick until your mind goes nuts. And my sound gross to make a summer bubble. But don't never, ever, ever mess with E-Double. I'm like Jumpin' Jack Flash, a spy with an eye. I do no stunts and I'm not the poor guy. I'm just the E, the R-I-C-K. That's all. Say some check, 1, 2, and then yes, yes, y'all. I'm the man of the hour. Sweet to be solid.
So what you saying, E?
I got it. So dig it as I kick it. Keep your eyes open, cause a bro like me is always.
Hey,
what's
looking like in here, man? Nola.
Nola.
My nigga Nola. What up, boy?
Yo, fresh, man. We gotta get these girls in here moving, man.
See that.
Girl, let me see ya.
Twerk, 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 twerk. Go ahead and throw it back, I know how to deal with you. You twerking so hard, you see I'm still with you. She messing around, later I'ma chill with you. Go left cheek and then right cheek, she know that excite me. She bring it up, then make it pop, she drop it down and make it stop. And then she bring it my direction. She up on the pose like she up for an election. Ah. Real nigga never shook the coat. Shit, I got the car parked outside. I got a shook the coat whip. The way your booty's beating, man, you can roll with. Shit, I got the game tied, so shawty, don't trip. Fresh.
Twerk, 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 twerk.
I wanna see you twerk. She say that she don't dance, man, that shit just ain't gon' work. Since I'm a new boy, they figure I'm a jerk. Shit, I just keep it real, you can get your feelings hurt. Down, down to 1, 2s, got a party jumping like kangaroos. We ain't regular, we famous dudes, we both say we got lame views. Since I'm saying that's multiple, you got hoes in bed, we got hoes pool. Yo, bitch, it's hot, so we keep it cool. Ain't twerking in our swimming pool, splash. Drop it down and bring it to the top. Spin around and make that booty pop. Twerking all night, I hope she never stop. Twerking to the top.
Later we can get involved. Me plus you, problem solved.